Okay, so we're diving into the world of the Lucky Dogs today,
Right.
a band that seems to really know how to get people moving and enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And, we've got some pretty interesting clues to work with here.
Right.
You sent us a part of a set list from February this year, a description of their, how do I say this? Their instrumental setup,
Yeah.
and even a couple of video snippets from YouTube. So our mission is to kind of figure out what makes this band tick,
Right.
why their audiences are so enthusiastic,
Gotcha.
just really get to the heart of their musical approach.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
So this is like a musical puzzle, and we've got all the pieces laid out right here in front of us.
Yeah, let's see what we can put together.
Okay, so the first thing that jumped out at me
Yeah.
was the band's lineup.
Okay.
You've got Mark Alackley on electric piano,
Right.
Steve Hansen on organ.
A double dose of keyboards.
Right, not your typical setup.
Definitely not something you see every day.
And then you've got John Miller on bass, Ranger Kidwell Ross on drums,
All right.
and Pete Mayer on guitar.
Okay.
And it says right here that they're all experienced musicians.
Yeah, that's key.
So we're not dealing with amateurs here.
Right.
But what really got me thinking
Yeah.
was that electric piano and organ combo.
Interesting.
It's
Right.
not a common pairing.
No, it's not.
So how do you think those two instruments work together?
Well, you got to think about the different sounds they bring. The electric piano,
Yeah.
it can give you those sharp percussive chords, those funky rhythms,
Yeah.
while the organ can add these sustained, almost swirling tones.
Right, like a totally different vibe.
Totally. It can bring in a warmth,
Yeah.
even a bit of a gospel feel sometimes.
I see. So it's like they've got this built-in versatility.
Exactly. They can create so many textures with just those two keyboards.
Makes you wonder how they blend them together,
Yeah, do
maybe.
they weave the melodies together? Or does one instrument kind of lay down a foundation while the other takes the lead?
I mean, it's a pretty deliberate choice, right?
Absolutely. It shows they're thinking about their arrangements.
Yeah, and that really ties into their whole concept, which
Right.
is all about playing music that people love,
Well,
music that makes you want to dance.
yeah, universally enthusiastic audiences.
Which is pretty impressive.
Definitely not an easy feat.
So they're doing something right.
Yeah, they've figured out how to connect with their audience.
It's more than just the instruments, though, right?
Right. It's the whole package.
Yeah, the music they choose, how they play it.
Exactly, and their energy.
Yeah. So let's look at this set list,
Okay.
and it's just packed with covers.
Lots of familiar tunes.
You've got soul and R&B classics like Ain't Too Proud to Beg,
Oh, yeah, classic.
Can't Let
I
Go.
can already hear the organ on that one.
Right, filling out those harmonies in the midnight hour, Knock on Wood, Respect.
Yeah. These are songs that just get you moving.
There's design for it.
Absolutely pure energy and groove.
And then they've got some rock and roll and pop in there too.
Little bit of everything.
Yeah, Brown Eyed Girl, Bye Bye Love, Doctor My Eyes, Hang On Sloopy.
Wow. They really span the decades.
Yeah, and there's even some Beatles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, One After 909 and Things We Said Today.
Interesting. I'd love to hear how they interpret those.
Me too.
It makes you think about how those two keyboards might change the feel of those familiar guitar riffs.
Yeah, or those vocal
They
melodies.
can put a whole new spin on them.
And it just keeps going.
More.
Yeah, they've got some country rock and boogie,
Okay.
boot scoot and boogie, fast as you, flip flop and fly.
So they're keeping the energy high.
Absolutely. Those are songs that make you want to move.
And then there's this whole other category,
Yeah, just a mix of genres.
like a musical melting pot.
Boogie on reggae, bring it on home, even I Will Survive.
Wow, eclectic.
And of course, Long Tall Texan, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, we get a sneak peek of that one.
So it's not just the variety,
No.
it's how these songs are chosen. They're all about getting people dancing.
And singing along, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They really know what works for the crowd.
And there's one more important detail on this set list.
What's that?
Some originals and more.
Oh, so they write their own music too.
They do.
That adds another layer to this.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes you wonder how their original material fits in with all these covers.
Yeah, I mean, with their instrumentation, they could really do anything.
They could create something totally unique.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, their originals could be where their true musical identity comes through.
Right, maybe they're using the covers to kind of warm up the audience,
Yeah, get everyone in the mood.
and then they hit them with their own sound.
Sound that's been shaped by all those different genres.
Yeah, filtered through that electric piano and organ.
It's exciting to think about.
Okay, so let's talk about those YouTube videos.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Especially that intro video, super spontaneous.
It works in their favor.
How so?
It shows they're not taking themselves too seriously.
They're just being themselves.
Exactly. It's all about having fun and connecting with the audience.
Yeah, it sets a very informal tone.
Like anything can happen.
And then we have that little snippet of Long Tall Texan.
You can feel the energy.
Oh, yeah, that driving beat.
It's about capturing a moment.
The band in action.
Yeah, locked into a groove.
And the audience is right there with them.
You can practically see people moving.
I know, it's contagious.
It feels authentic.
Yeah, like you're getting a glimpse behind the curtain.
Exactly. You're seeing as they are.
So let's put it all together.
Right.
We've got this band with a unique instrumental setup.
Yeah, that double keyboard combo.
Played by experienced musicians.
Who know what they're doing?
Their goal is to get people moving and having fun.
And they seem to be succeeding.
I mean, universally enthusiastic audiences.
They must be doing something right.
And their set list.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredibly diverse.
So many genres.
Decades of music.
They really know how to please a crowd.
And those YouTube videos, but full of energy.
You can tell they're having a blast.
So what does this all tell us?
I think they've found a sweet spot.
How so?
They're blending familiarity with something new.
Okay.
They're playing those beloved songs.
Yeah, the ones people already love.
But they're giving them a twist.
With those keyboards.
Exactly. It's like hearing those classics in a new light.
So it's recognizable but fresh.
Yeah, they're not reinventing the wheel.
But they're making it their own.
And their focus is on the live experience.
Creating a great show.
Exactly. Making a connection with the audience.
So for you, our listener.
Yeah, the one who's been intrigued by the Lucky Dogs.
Hopefully this deep dive has given you a better understanding of what they're all about.
Their musical approach.
Their energy.
Their connection with the audience.
It seems like they're all about shared musical moments.
Yeah, the pure joy of playing music.
But this leaves us with a final thought.
One more piece of the puzzle.
They play all these covers, but they also write their own music.
Originals.
So how does that unique electric piano and organ combo?
Yeah, that signature sound.
How does that shape their own compositions?
That's the big question.
Maybe exploring their original music would give us an even deeper understanding of the Lucky Dogs.
Yeah, it could reveal their true musical identity.
How they blend all those influences into something new.
Exactly. That could be the key to unlocking their whole sound.
So there you have it.
The mystery of the Lucky Dogs.
It's a journey of musical discovery.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
But that's the beauty of a deep dive.
There's always more to explore.
So until next time, keep those ears open.
And those feet tapping.
And maybe you'll stumble upon your own musical mystery.
Who knows what you'll find?
Happy listening.
All right, see ya.